but not of their populations. Mr. Hussein's invasion of Kuwait threatened the order that had kept authoritarian regimes in power for decades, and Arab leaders were willing to fight to restore it. Soon after the advent of the Arab Spring, President Barack Obama gave a glowing speech extolling the virtues of the revolt. Over the next months, he and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton would boast about their part in helping to bring about Arab Spring. The following are telling excerpts taken from Obama's White House speech on May 19, 2011. For 6 months, we have witnessed an extraordinary change taking place in the Middle East and North Africa. Two leaders, Egypt and Libya, have stepped aside. More may follow. And though these countries may be a great distance from our shores, we know that our own future is bound to this region by the forces of economics and security, by history and by faith. There must be no doubt that the United States of America welcomes change in the Middle East that advances self-determination and opportunity, Arab Spring. Yes, there will be perils that accompany this moment of promise, Arab Spring. But after decades of accepting the world as it is in the region, we have a chance to pursue the world as it should be. Today I want to make it clear that it, Arab Spring, is a top priority that must be translated into concrete actions and supported by all the diplomatic, economic, and strategic tools at our disposal. But our support must also extend to nations where transitions have yet to take place. There was never a doubt that Obama's administration